The sensory style, enjoying the works of God. The core of the sensory style, expressing faith through the senses. Of course, any kind of spirituality is, in some way or other, shaped by our sensory perception. But for the sensory style, this perception is a central feature. In this spirituality, the senses are not one thing and faith something different. Faith is experienced and expressed through the senses. For those who have this style, it is usually easier to pray when they are holding something in their hands. People with a sensory style prefer worship experiences that address all five senses, if possible: taste, touch, smell, sound, and sight. Usually these people like the Apostle John's letters, which document the fight against a heavy-handed faith. Throughout his letters, John stresses the following: stop making God abstract. Don't think of him only in sophisticated doctrinal terms. We have dined, laughed, sweated, wept, celebrated with Jesus. Or, expressed in the original words of John, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. 1 John chapter 1, verse 1. Representatives of the sensory style are particularly receptive to sensory methods of Bible study. They can virtually move into a biblical setting and attend to the sights, sounds, and smells of a story. They like to ask questions such as, how did the arms of the old father feel when he put them around the prodigal son? What did the fish and bread that Jesus multiplied to feed the 5,000 taste like? What did Mary feel in her heart when standing at the foot of Jesus' cross? Doctrinal purists who would never imagine asking such questions may be horrified by this method, but by applying this approach, the readers of a biblical narrative literally become part of the story themselves. The two wings of the sensory style. The sensory style appears, depending which neighbour style it leans towards, in two varieties. If it tends towards blue, it bears more resemblance to the sacramental style. Just like the sensory style, the sacramental style is concerned with the physical expression of spiritual reality. However, in sacramental understanding, the significance of physical expression goes beyond symbolic meaning. The sensory style may also lean towards the rational style. In that case, it is positioned almost exactly at the centre of the green colour zone. Sense and senses don't only belong together from a language perspective. Perceiving through the senses is an integral part of understanding spiritual experiences. Both wings enjoy expressing themselves through gestures. Open hands, the kiss of the altar, the Bible, or an icon. Within the sacramental wing, this is simply interpreted a little bit differently than within the rational wing. People leaning towards the sacramental style probably wouldn't talk about enjoying gestures, but would regard them more as a spiritually significant ritual. However, the preferred expressions are, in spite of the different interpretations, exactly the same. In groups that have been strongly shaped by the sensory style, you will never hear the following: the only thing that counts is your inner life. The sensory style is concerned with the connection between the external and the internal, and the external expressions are seen as essential. The strengths of the sensory style. Christians with a sensory style not only appreciate beauty, but are able to see God's handwriting in it, whether it be the beauty of nature or beauty created by human beings, the arts. Representatives of this style can be extremely creative. If God is primarily seen as creator, the highest dignity of human beings is to be creative. to be artists, craftspeople, poets, musicians. People with this antennae to God usually don't find it difficult to come up with many ways to celebrate God's beauty. They have a strong sensitivity for the atmosphere of a meeting. Some people might even see this as a sixth sense, since people with a sensory style perceive things that others wouldn't even notice. However, it has nothing to do with a sixth sense. It is simply the involvement of all five senses, which have been trained over many years. Representatives of the sensory style are able to enjoy God's creation in areas where other believers, for instance those with an aesthetic style, primarily see dangers or preach abstinence. They see God at work. For them it would be ungrateful and consequently sin not to enjoy wholeheartedly what God has given us. Sensory spirituality is a strongly creation-oriented kind of spirituality. The perils of the sensory style. The dangers of the sensory style are found on the other side of their strength. Their appreciation of the beautiful can lead to a preoccupation with the beautiful. The ability to enjoy God's creation can result in a dependence on the external. One man describes this peril as follows. Unfortunately, we can mistakenly slip from using our senses to worship God to using our senses to worship worship. There is the danger of confusing the aesthetic experience with God himself. An idolatrous view of the arts or of natural beauty can emerge. The sensory style may be tempted more strongly than other styles to worship creation rather than the creator. However, as with other styles, this is just a peril, not an unavoidable condition. It is simply important to keep this temptation constantly in mind. The dangers of the sensory style are real. They should not be played down. However, it can be demonstrated that these dangers can be dramatically reduced if representatives of the sensory style would learn from their two opposite styles, the sharing and the aesthetic style.